Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, good afternoon. Merry belated Christmas. Great to be with you. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. It has been... We're closing down the year. I don't know what I was about to say there. We're closing down the year. You got 3 days with me. I'm excited. The next 3 days here on the Mark Reardon Show as we close out 2025 and welcome in 2026. And over the next few shows, I hope to put a little bit of highlight on what 2025 brought, what 2026 could bring, what the focus of 2026. We've got some great guests. We've got the entertainment segment that we have on Friday. Excited to talk some movies, talk some sports as well, as Missouri is about to lose another NFL team. We'll get some thoughts on that and so much more. We'll also be talking about the economy in the 5 o'clock hour. As so many experts talk about how awful the economy is supposed to be, it seems at every turn, they're proven wrong. They're proven, they're always shocked, right? You turn on CNN and the economist is like, I don't know how this happened. No one was expecting this. It just makes me wonder, when are we going to stop always believing the experts? Remember, it was 51 intelligence experts that told us Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian misinformation, and it took a court hearing to prove that, oh no, it was his laptop. When are we going to stop believing everything the experts say and judge with our own experience, judge with what we're seeing, not what we're hearing? So we'll get into that. As I said, we have a financial expert joining us in the 5 o'clock hour to break that down. I do hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas. I am broadcasting live from the great, once great city of Buffalo. And, we were told we had a 50% chance for a white Christmas, and we didn't get the white Christmas. We had a very green, very mild for Buffalo Christmas. And then today it is wind. It is sleet. There's almost every flight into the airport's canceled. My wife's aunt was supposed to land, and her flight got diverted mid-flight. So it's not really, we're still not getting the white stuff. I mean, this is just ice, and it's funny. I just did 3 hours of weather coverage on my Buffalo show, and I mean, that's all we talked about. We have roads in the ditch here. We've got accidents all up and down the thruway. It'll be a very interesting drive home for me after the show. But it's funny. 10 minutes ago, I was talking about the accidents and road closings, and I don't have to focus on that the next few hours. So that's nice. Now today is also a big return day, and I was trying to get a guest to talk about the etiquette of returning a holiday gift, but the guest was unavailable, which is fine. But the as someone who spent a lot of time in retail, I mean, I thought my career was all retail. I had left radio, went into retail. Very fortunate that my boss here in Buffalo, you know, offered me a job back, because I was miserable. And I loved the people I worked with. I loved the company I worked for. They're out of business now. But I loved the company I worked for. And this is why I have so much respect for people who work retail full time. I just couldn't do it. I could not. It is a big demand in the retail world. And if you don't work it, you don't understand the demand that working retail is day in, day out. And I am just thinking of everyone in retail working today at customer service or working in the back, having to process every return, because the next few days, I'm telling you guys, it is, if you have a return, obviously you get something that doesn't fit, you get something that you're not going to use. If you have a return, just have a little patience. That's my number one, my number one advice: have a little patience, because if the person at customer service has been there since open, they have probably dealt with 10 to 12 returns an hour. And you have to realize how annoying it is for the stores right now with online shopping. A lot of these stores are processing returns that they didn't even sell. So now that's going against their goal of the day. And, you know, they didn't even sell the original item, and it might be an online only thing. Now that store has to ship it back to court. It's a mess. It's a mess. So, you know, I'm not saying don't return. I mean, believe me, I as someone who's recently lost 50 pounds, I know about having to return something that might be too big. But, you know, just patience and, you know, put some time aside, because it's probably going to be a long wait. But the person I was trying to get on today was talking about return etiquette. And, you know, I never thought of this. And I'm so happy they put it in the article. It was talking about what if the person asks about the gift. Now, I got to tell you, I'm probably a really bad gift giver. Like, I'm a gift card gift giver. I give a gift card because I don't, I mean, and even for my wife, like, I don't trust. Don't get me wrong. I've gotten my wife gifts that aren't gift cards, but I don't trust myself to make a good decision. And, like, I don't want someone to go, does he even know me? Like, I don't want someone to ask that question. So I resort to the gift card. Now, yesterday we did the White Elephant gift exchange with me, my wife, my parents, and my sister and her husband. So the six of us did a White Elephant gift exchange. And I thought, you know, oh my gosh, this might not go over well. It's a gift that reminds people of me. And I got one of those very nice AM FM radios with Bluetooth. But, like, you know, you can put in the living room, like, it would look good next to the fireplace, on the mantle, maybe even. And I added a gift card to it as well, because I had to hit the gift total. But I think I walk away thinking it was probably just as good as any other gift there. I at the end of the day was like, oh, you know, if I had gotten that gift, I'd be fine with it. So you know what? Now next year, I'm already saying we're going to do that again. That was fun. It was a fun gift exchange, and you play a little game, you know, because Christmas, it's the kids have all the fun, right? They're opening gifts all day. You get to my age, my wife and I, we didn't get each other any gifts. We're gonna focus on Valentine's Day. I don't think we've ever gotten each other a gift for Valentine's Day since we've been married. So I said, let's focus on our son for Christmas, and we'll get each other a nice gift for Valentine's Day. And I actually think that might be the plan going forward, because, you know, well, Christmas, number one, it's about the birth of Jesus, but it's number two, it's about the fun for the kids. And, you know, now that I'm a parent, it's about making my son's day as special as can be. And I have to say, I think my wife knocked it out of the park. You know, she got the gifts. She told me what the gifts were. We split them. Don't worry. It's nothing like that. We split the gifts. But she hit a home run. She did a great job. And I think he got very bored with opening gifts, only because I think the gifts he had opened, he wanted to play with so much. He didn't want to waste time. He didn't realize that a lot of the gifts were to go with the gift that he really liked. And once he realized that, he started opening more gifts. But, you know, the smile, and I mean, he was playing with his toys. We went to my in-laws, we went to my parents, we came back home. He was playing with his toys well past his bedtime, but it was Christmas, so we let him stay up, and he thanked us today by sleeping in an hour. So I guess we all won. Hey, when we come back, we're going to focus in on the White House. Jeff Mordock, he is the White House correspondent for the Washington Times. He will join us, and we've got a plethora of things to talk with Jeff about. And then after Jeff is with us, I did you a favor. I read through the New York Times so you don't have to, and I just want to know the reality, the opinion writers in the New York Times. I want to know what reality they're living in, because it's not one I know. And again, I'm one of these people, I can say, I can see your point of view. I don't agree with it, but I can see your point of view. There are some things in the New York Times opinion column, I can't even see their point of view. Like, it's just not reality. I get it. You don't like Trump, but it far surpasses that. And we'll talk about that after we're joined by Jeff Mordock. It's Joe Beamer. Happy to be with you. In for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. And we go to the White House. That's where Jeff Mordock is. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you doing?
Hey, I can't complain on this this post-Christmas Friday. Jeff, you know, lots going on. I want to start with something that we heard from Zelensky, and that is this alleged meeting in Florida on Sunday. What can you tell us?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Well, yes, it looks like both Zelensky's people in the White House are confirming that he's coming to Mar-a-Lago on Friday, or excuse me, on Sunday, and he's going to sit down with President Trump. Interestingly, I will be the White House puller starting Sunday morning, so I will actually be in attendance for that meeting. So I think it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And I think the fact that Zelensky is coming here is a sign that we're sort of close to an agreement. Zelensky himself has outlined some of the things that he thinks they can resolve. But the fact that he's taking the time to come to sit down with President Trump shows his confidence that that we can be close to an agreement.
And you know, Jeff, obviously a lot of different things when we hear about what an agreement means. But what, from what you've heard, what do you expect an agreement could look like? I mean, is Zelensky going to give in on more? What is the belief that the final thing will look like?
Right now, it's still, you know, there's so much to be determined. There's so much up in the air. It's hard to give an accurate assessment of what it's going to look like. I think it comes down to a couple of things. What is Zelensky going to get in return for what is it for land concessions? If he's going to give up some land, which he has said is a non-starter, but the fact is, you know, it seems like they're getting closer and closer to doing that. What kind of guarantees is he going to get? And the thing that he wants more than anything is a security guarantee, something that looks like NATO's Article 5, which requires that if there's an attack on one country, it'll be an attack. You know, all the other allies will rise up to defend it. Where it's been tricky is Europe has not had an interest in this. The White House and America has been more interested in trying to stand up and protect Ukraine. So it'll be interesting. So what we're kind of waiting to see is what kind of security guarantee is he going to get, and will that be enough, and what will that look like, and who's going to participate? And those are kind of the questions that still remain in the air. But I expect it to look like something where there'll be economic zones to help protect the rebuild the economy, some kind of land concession, and a security guarantee, and a strong security guarantee.
Jeff, moving on to news that we got on Christmas Day of the U.S. airstrikes. This was targeted at some ISIS members.
That's right. And it's, you know, the president has been active about warning Nigeria and ISIS cells out in Nigeria about the attacks on religion. And the president is focused on Christians, and Christians are getting murdered there. I mean, a lot of people have compared that to genocide. But it's not limited to just the Christians. The Muslims are also, there's been attacks on, it's been indiscriminate on houses of worship, regardless of faith. But this underscores the president's commitment to religious liberty. We've seen that through Justice Department initiatives. We've seen that through his own speeches. We've seen that. And now it seems like he's taking that overseas. And also he's taking the fight to ISIS. Keep in mind, we're only a week out from when he had launched those airstrikes in Syria after they killed the service members over in Syria. But this just really underscores the president's commitment to religious liberty and religious faith, that he's taking this seriously enough to launch airstrikes.
any word of future military movements like this?
Yes, I think, you know, something like this takes time to put together. I don't think the president is the kind of guy who's going to do one airstrike and done. I think this points to a much larger campaign that we are going to see in Nigeria. I think we're also going to start to see more pressure on the Nigerian government. Keep in mind, back in November, he had ordered the military to look into the attacks on Christians. And he's also threatened to withhold aid to Nigeria and has reached out to the government and said, we're not, we're going to start holding back aid if these things continue. So this is clearly the beginning, not the end, of his campaign to crack down on what's happening to Christians and other religious people in Nigeria.
So, Jeff, we've got a few days left in 2025. Looking back, what would you say this White House is most proud of for its first year of Donald Trump's second term?
I think it's two things. I think it's immigration. I think the immigration numbers, I know the immigration numbers haven't been what they expected. They've been a little bit below that, but they have still come in far better than what we've had. I think they're very proud of that. But I also think the one thing, and I've asked administration officials this, and this is the answer that I keep getting back, is the big, beautiful bill that they got the president's economic and domestic agenda codified in law. There was a lot of resistance from within the president's own party. They got that done. They got the tax cuts set. They didn't let them expire. That is what they're most proud of, is the big, beautiful bill, getting that passed. And they expect when that stuff gets up and running, a lot of the issues that we're seeing now in affordability and prices aren't going to be an albatross on the president once we start seeing some of these things come into fruition.
So 2026, what is top of list? What does this White House hope to get done? And Jeff, a three-question question. What is this White House going to do looking to the midterms in November?
Well, I think that their list is probably longer than my arm. It is going to be a long list. I know from people in the White House that President Trump, and I don't mean to get on an aside here, but ask people constantly how many days he has left, because he's constantly trying to figure out how much he can get done, what his time left to get done, get his stuff done is. So it's quite an ambitious agenda. But I think what's top of that, I think, is a couple of things. One is getting out to the people more and talking to people more. We saw that with the Pennsylvania rally. We saw that in North Carolina. I've been told that they're hoping to do one at least once a week, if not once a week, maybe every other week, but get him out among the people a couple of times a month. There's a sense within the White House the president's gotten a little too isolated in there, and that he does really well when he connects with the American people and has those rallies. I think that's going to be the first thing, is to take his message on affordability out there. I think appointing a new Federal Reserve chairman, I think that is going to be one of the first things. And I know Jerome Powell's term doesn't end until May, but that's not going to stop the president from appointing his replacement and getting the ball rolling so that person can take over on day one. I expect we will see that as soon as the president returns from Mar-a-Lago and gets back to the White House. We're going to see that the first week. I think we see that by January 9th. Healthcare reform, that is something that he has started banging the drum on. There's been some resistance on the Hill. There's been some resistance within his own party. I think we're going to come up in a lot of it. Criticism from the Republicans has been that the president keeps talking about it, but they have not seen a specific plan from the White House. I think they are going to see a specific, I think we're going to see a plan from the White House, maybe something bigger involving health savings accounts. Not entirely sure what that's going to look like. And I think that's going to be the first couple things we see on his to-do list as we enter 2026.
You know, Jeff, in the next segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about the reality that, or the lack of reality that the New York Times opinion writers live in. And, you know, including that, these economic, quote, experts who continue to tell us that gloom and doom is ahead, just to be proven wrong every month. I mean, that's got to be frustrating for the White House.
Well, it is. And it's funny because you had asked me earlier what they think the biggest accomplishment is. I had asked White House officials what they thought the biggest accomplishment was and what they thought the biggest drawback was or their biggest challenge. And they kept going back over and over again as their biggest challenge is the mainstream media and their constant predictions. Remember when tariffs were going to send us all into a recession? That was the talk in March. Every news article, tariffs have not brought us into a recession. In fact, we have seen economic growth through tariffs. And we have seen the economic numbers continue to defy the expectations and increase the expectations. But still, all you have heard for the last year is how we are going into a recession. And I think one of the things we will start to see next year is all the presidents. It takes a while to get oil and gas drilling set up, especially after some bans under the Biden administration. And we're going to start seeing that stuff ramp up. And what ramps up, one of the things with the economy is when oil and gas start to ramp up, when that starts to flow, everything else follows. And when those prices go down, we're going to start seeing prices of everything else start to follow with that.
And it couldn't be a better time, Jeff, because I feel like if people can, you know, just tune out the experts and start seeing what they're living, it might not be a disastrous midterms like so many people are projecting.
Well, and the thing about it is consumer confidence is we see consumer confidence. But how confident can you be in anything when you constantly have people telling you it's wrong, it's bad, if things are going to get bad? That kills confidence in anything. And I think that's what we're seeing here with why consumer confidence numbers keep coming back low, despite some of the good news we've been seeing in the economic reports.
For sure. Hey, Jeff, always great catching up with you, and maybe we'll catch up with you Monday after the big meeting on Sunday.
I look forward to it. Happy New Year, Joe.
Happy New Year. That is Jeff Mordack, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. Always great catching up with Jeff. When we come back, as I said, I want to talk about the New York Times opinion piece writers. Again, I am one of these people. I can, if you don't disagree with me, I don't think you're living in an outside reality. However, I think some...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Of the people in the New York Times, it goes past just not agreeing. It is a reality, again, that there is no truth to. And we'll break it down when we come back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hope everyone is having a great day after Christmas. Our Canadian friends call it Boxing Day. Whatever you are doing, some people, you know, they have one family they spend Christmas with and another family gets the day after, or, you know, part of the family. Whatever it is you're doing, hope you're enjoying it, and we appreciate you bringing us along for the ride. Now, the New York Times, I have a membership to the New York Times because I like to believe that someone's got to read it, right? Someone's got to look through it. And this morning I was preparing both shows, and I thought I would take a look through the New York Times opinion piece. And the first one that I came across was Trump is getting weaker and the resistance is getting stronger. This is by opinion columnist Michelle Goldberg over at the New York Times. And she says, she starts this off with, it's been a gruesome year for those who see Donald Trump's, it's been a gruesome year for Donald Trump, let's just paraphrase. And talks about the awful year it's been. She talks for Donald Trump, and she throws Elon Musk in there. All the liberal judges, or as I call, activist judges, and what they've done. And she goes on to talk about how successful the No Kings protests have been. Now, don't get me wrong. If you want to go make a sign and protest along traffic, if that's how you want to spend a Saturday, that's fine. You know, I'm not going to protest your protest. But to say that those were successful, I think is insulting, because what came of it? It was just 2 days out of the year that people's TDS, that people's complaining, went from Facebook and blue sky to the streets. And, you know, I mean, here in Western New York, every town seemed to have a display, and there were some towns where people showed up and others where it was like 4 people on the side of the road, and, you know, you get a little chuckle out of it. But to say that, I mean, when I read that line, I don't even have to read the rest of the article to know that this person's not living in a reality that I think is the true reality. Again, I'm not sitting here saying if you don't like President Trump, you don't live in the reality. Believe me, I have disagreements with the president. You know, I didn't like the way I didn't like his post about Rob Reiner after Rob Reiner passed. I was tragically murdered. I wish the president would have just left it. I'm not saying he has to be a phony and say he likes the guy, but he could have just left it and not posted anything, right? So there are times where the president says stuff and I go, why did you have to say that? Like, why did you have to address this? But again, I mean, this is the same publication that wants to tell us that everything the president is doing isn't working, right? And as Jeff just said in the last segment, I mean, tariffs are not sinking the economy. I mean, we were told that there was a guaranteed recession because of tariffs. Well, now the chance of a recession is the lowest it's been in years. But we're still being told that Donald Trump is the problem. It's every problem that exists is because of Donald Trump, even though people are spending more money. GDP growth was up. Yet here we go. tariffs are bad, and they're going to continue with that narrative. And it's every narrative, right? Tariffs are bad. They'll never veer off that talking point. And if things continue the way they are now, they'll blame something else, right? It all comes back to it's got to attack Trump. Now, I live in a county that has been under Democrat control since I was in college. The city, the biggest city in the county, Buffalo, has had a Democrat mayor for 60 years, okay? Donald Trump's finishing his fifth year, and it's not even consecutive. Yet the city of Buffalo incoming mayor, all right, another Democrat to continue the 60-year tradition, is blaming all the problems in the city on Donald Trump. The county executive, who has been there since my senior year of college, is blaming everything on Donald Trump. Not his 14 years of failed leadership, but the president. And we see this time and time again. Chuck Schumer blaming all the problems in America on the guy who's just finishing his first year in the second term. Chuck Schumer's been in D.C., I think, my entire lifetime. And you've got these lifer politicians who can't veer off their talking points, who can't admit that, you know, maybe having lifelong public officials isn't the way to go. No, they have to continue with the distractions and you know, just sticking. And again, they know the New York Times is going to help them. They know the New York Times is going to post their BS, for lack of a better term. And then you've got the guest essay in the New York Times. The guest essay from Matthew Walver says, "The strange death of Make America Great Again." And talking about the movement and how it's losing momentum. I would actually say that MAGA, the Make America Great Again movement, is stronger than Trump. Right? With people like J.D. Vance, and I would say that the movement is stronger than Trump. This goes on to say, not long ago, the Make America Movement Great Again, greatest strength, the former Tea Party, it goes through all this stuff. And it says the failure is because parts of MAGA, its enemies, the establishment, the swamp, the media, globalism, were external and vaguely defined, which I don't completely disagree with. But to say that the movement is dying, again, that's I don't think that's a reality. And I would say I don't think if you wrote the anti-Trump movement is dying. Well, no. I mean, right now, the Democrat Party, all they have is their anti-Trump. That's the party. Like, say what you want about Make America Great Again. At least the MAGA people, there is a vision. And, I mean, I think it's pretty easily defined. No illegal immigration, right? An America first economy. America first when it comes to manufacturing. Putting the country before, you know, other countries. I mean, that compared to the Democrat Party, which, again, it's if Trump says it, we go against it. That's their platform. And they're hoping to win the midterms on that platform. And believe me, the media, the New York Times, they're going to do everything they can to push Democrats into a leadership position in the midterm elections. But for them to say stuff like President Trump is getting weaker and the resistance is getting stronger, where's the resistance? The No Kings protest, that's getting stronger? The Democrat Party, which is more unpopular than the president? The strange death of Make America Great Again? Like, to me, it doesn't fit in the reality that I think most of us live in. And again, you can say that you know, you don't like Trump and you don't like Republicans. You don't like Democrats or Republicans. I mean, both parties are quite unpopular. But to sit here and say that Democrats are more popular than Trump right now, or that the resistance, the No Kings people, what, they operate out of their grandparents' basement? That's stronger than the Make America Great Again movement? That's stronger than the president? Like, to me, this is not in a reality. This is, again, two people that might be, suffering from TDS, trying to type their vision into reality. And again, I'm all for opinion pieces. I think all opinions should be put out there, and everyone has their freedom of speech to give their opinion. I don't think that's a fair reality. Now, if you want to say that President Trump is not as popular today as he was when he took office in January, I would say that probably goes for every president, especially lately. Like, we don't have much. A president's popularity and approval rating starts to dip pretty quickly with today's politics. And that's why I've said I think before I die, we'll have another Donald Trump that will be elected, lose, and be elected again. I think we're heading to the two-term president might be more difficult and might be more rare than in decades past. But I think before I die, we'll have another Grover Cleveland, Donald Trump situation where the person wins, loses, and then wins again. Just because it seems the way it's going in politics. I think it's going to be more difficult for someone to get consecutive terms. I could be proven wrong. That seems the way things are going. And with that said, the Democrat Party would have to get above 18% approval before 2028. So it'll be interesting to follow. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. We're back after this. Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. Yeah, I don't get it. And, I don't understand. I used to be someone that, hey, if the experts said it, I don't question it, right? But then the COVID vaccine came. And again, whatever your thoughts on the COVID vaccine, but you can't deny that they lied about it at first, right? Dr. Fauci's out there saying that if you get the vaccine, you can't get COVID. Well, that was proven to not be true. And then it was, well, if you get the vaccine, you can't spread COVID. That also turned out not to be true. So, it was at that point, a lot of stuff during COVID kind of opened my eyes to, it's okay to question things, right? It's okay to question the economic experts who keep telling you doom and gloom is coming, and doom and gloom is not there. It's okay to question the politicians who have done, the politicians who have been in positions of power for decades telling you that everything is the new guy's fault. It is okay to question. As long as you're willing to hear the response, it's okay to question. And it amazes me. There are still people that, even after COVID, their response to things are, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and just, walk in line with everybody else. And like I said, I'm not an economist. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but lately the numbers are looking good. I don't seem to be seeing a huge increase in the grocery store in my groceries like I was during the Biden years. So I would say right now I live in New York State. So, they're hiking our electric bills because they need to make improvements to the grid because our governor is starting to chip away at, fuel and gas services throughout the state. So that's annoying. But again, I can't blame the president for something that's done in the state because of the supermajority the Democrats have. Also in New York, and this goes to what I was talking about, the New York Times, and we'll get into this a little later because I don't have much time for this now, but the if Trump says it, it's wrong. It's starting to be, let's put that above people's safety. Again, I will go to my home state of New York. where they are now going to issue licenses to illegal immigrants. You don't have to prove citizenship. You don't have to prove anything to get a driver's license. So now you are going to have people. We don't know where they're from. We don't know why they're here, how they got here. And they're going to have the same, you know, opportunity to get a license as you or me. If they can pass the road test. And if I remember the road test from 20 some years ago, I think you could probably pass that pretty easily. I mean, this is after an illegal immigrant with a CDL made an illegal turn in a semi that killed people. And again, let's not look at that. Let's not look at the common sense approach. It is, if Trump says it, we must do the opposite. The irony is the governor of New York used to be the clerk in Erie County, the county I live in. And when she was governor, or when she was the clerk, she stood up to Elliot Spitzer saying she will never give an illegal immigrant a license. That same person, now the governor of New York, you know, being controlled by the far left, is saying license for all. Come and get your license. In less than 20 years, she has gone completely 180 on the illegal immigration. And that is most of the Democrat Party, because they care about sticking it to Trump more than they care about what's right for the citizens, for you and me in the United States of America. It is a crazy thing to see. It's a crazy thing to watch. But again, I just, in all these things, I just wish common sense would prevail. You don't have to agree with me. You just have to see that it's not right to give driver's license to people we don't know where they came from, why they're here, anything about them. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon, back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.